Welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're here with me on the Erica Glessing Show, which is 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And maybe we'll give you one thing you could do today or ask a question today that might just change everything. My guest today is a phenom. She has kind of something that some people would think of as a negative, and she kind of turned it into a rock star quality. Her name is Lauren Polly. Welcome, Lauren.
Yeah, thank you, Erica. It's so great to be here.
So Lauren is the author of The Other Side of Bipolar. She shares her own journey to help others find the life they desire without limitations, catalyzing them to shift from surviving to thriving through healing, self-empowerment, and life-changing tools. She's a certified Access Consciousness Facilitator, a medical speech language pathologist, and she also happens to teach yoga because you know what? There's just not enough hours in every day.
A busy girl. I like it.
Welcome, Lauren. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm so happy to have this conversation with you and see what we can open up.
I know. So tell me kind of a moment where, tell me where kind of things are just like an aha moment where everything was just sort of going into the garbage can and you went, huh, I've got to change this, or some kind of aha moment like that.
Oh, there's been many, many, many over the course of my life. I think kind of the bigger one is I didn't really realize when the ahas were happening. I think so often we think an aha is going to be a lightning bolt from the sky. Mm. And for me, it really showed up in very subtle ways and by having people enter my life who started to gift me different perspectives. So I was diagnosed with bipolar when I was 14 and spent the first 6 years of that diagnosis kind of over-medicated, really in disempowering therapy, thinking that everything was wrong with me and just kind of getting more and more, every conversation I had kind of dug that in deeper. So it was more of that aha coming through the light workers, I would say, who entered my life, the holistic psychiatrist that I found on a whim from the phone book, meeting someone who had a piece of information for me, meeting someone who looked at their life differently and allowed me to do the same thing. Those little subtle ahas were what really have driven my life through massive, massive change where there wasn't supposed to be any.
What is bipolar?
So bipolar is a medical mental illness. Instead of unipolar depression, which is just basically having the depressed side of things where there's lack of interest, no motivation, sometimes suicide thoughts, you have both ends. So you volley back and forth between depression and then the mania side of it, which is lots and lots of energy, little need for sleep, hallucinations, a lot of destructive behavior patterns usually come up during that time. So bipolar is having both of those sides, kind of those two polar opposites, you can think of it, and volleying back and forth between them.
Mm. So if I were, and let's say I'm an entrepreneur, and I've got something that I've been told maybe was, you know, like a saddle, like a curse, or, you know, like ADD or ADHD or bipolar, or just maybe my brain goes so fast other people don't think I'm listening. I don't have that at all. No. What would you recommend for someone with something like that to kind of turn it around?
Yeah, and I would always for me, it was much more cultivating curiosity in my life. When I was able to cultivate curiosity and ask questions and be wondering about how I functioned, how my brain worked, how my awareness of the world worked, and most importantly, how my interaction with people, with the environment and the world at large was so far different than how other people function from. Mm-hmm. When I stopped making that wrong and buying the medical diagnosis, but started being wondering and curious about it, I started to really see how I could utilize that difference as a strength. And that's what I utilize in my book, also in my business, using your personal journey, because you've been there, you've walked it. it gives you a different level of clout, of authority, and something when you are doing light work and doing coaching like I do and teaching classes, gives you kind of this deeper connection and way in because you've been there, you've done it, and you've come through the other side.
You know, your book is just jumping up and down. So why don't we let it have a little moment in the sun? Okay. Both Lauren and I talk to our creations. Mm-hmm. Lauren's book is called The Other Side of Bipolar. It mm-hmm. can actually be found online not only at Amazon, but also on Target and other websites. It's had a phenomenal launch. It sold well over 1,000 copies already in its inception. Why don't you, you know, we have a couple minutes left. Why don't you share just a little bit about the book? And of course, everyone should go get the book, The Other Side of Bipolar. But why don't you just give us a little snippet into the inside of the book?
The book is really cultivating that curiosity, like I said. And I think that's the cool thing when you read it, even if you're not diagnosed with bipolar or depression or PTSD or anything like that, you've just always felt different or a little lost, or like you were so different you didn't really belong. This book is huge for that. It goes through my journey of kind of losing my mind, I would say, losing my foothold, going through all of my early years with a psychiatrist, the Western medical system, and most importantly, looking at how the interweaving and the introduction of holistic practices, wellness-based practices, energetic tools, practical things of actually living a life and creating started to take me from the wrongness of being different and actually seeing a difference as a strength. And so often in our society, being different is just equated with being wrong somehow or disabled or unable. When really that difference, that's what actually major creators, innovators, people who are actually willing and able to create a lot of change have that because, again, they interact with the world differently. So in my book, yeah. You follow me through my whole journey, basically. And as you do, you walk with me and start to discover your own difference and how to use it as a strength and stop judging it.
I went through this a couple of years ago. I tuned into how my brain works. Mm. And I kept kind of having failures while everyone had high expectations of me. Mm. So it's like, you're going to win the, you know, award for the best journalist in the newsroom. And then I'd fall short. Mm. You're going to win this. And I'm going to fall short. Everyone always believed in me except me. But I found out my brain liked certain things and liked to operate certain ways. And I stopped fighting my brain. Yeah. My life changed like a millionfold. Like it just opened up all these places because I stopped seeing the way I need basically constant new stuff. My brain is not happy. So I can resist that. But if I tried to do a rote job, I'm going to just basically fail. So it's really fun once you do this, follow what Lauren's talking about, everyone. Just really encourage you because as you get to know your own brain, the transformation of you being a drug teenager to this wide, alert, awake, not depressed human being, I mean, that pretty much speaks for itself. Yeah. And why don't you just let people know, I will have a link to the book on this site, but how can they find you and work with you if they want to get a little bit deeper?
They can find me at laurenpolly.com. All of my information is up there, lots of freebies and tools. I really look at my business development as being a support system for anyone who is currently struggling or has struggled and now has reached that kind of maintenance stage. I'd say that's where my sweet spot is of working with people. And I lived there for so many years of like, I'm not depressed, I'm not having mood swings, and I'm just kind of stale and stuck and maintaining. It's like you go to bed, you wake up the next morning and rinse, repeat. So my whole joy is really looking at, cool, let's utilize your difference and actually create a life that you love where you can.
Okay. And then in like 15 seconds, mm-hmm. what someone can do today, uh-huh. today, right now.
Yeah. Cultivate curiosity.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Lauren. Bye.
Bye, hen.
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book, The Power of Releasing Judgment. Pick up your copy of The Power of Releasing Judgment today on Amazon and start creating a new reality right away.